With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A Republican pollster has a warning for GOP lawmakers about health care tax credits that expire at the end of this year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump pollster John McLaughlin says Congress must preserve key health care tax credits for millions of people in the individual health insurance marketplace. Otherwise, he warns, working class Americans, including MAGA supporters, will get hit with a tax increase and many will lose their health care coverage. McLaughlin, who wrote a townhall.com op-ed, says the Obamacare subsidies are widely popular among Republicans and Democrats, and says the GOP will risk significant political consequences if the tax credits aren't extended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A weaker-than-expected August jobs report is raising hopes that a Fed interest rate cut could be just around the corner.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea says it has reached a deal this morning with the U.S. on the release of South Korean workers detained at a Hyundai plant in Georgia during an immigration raid. Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Hoon-sik announced today that South Korea and the U.S. had finalized their negotiations. Undersea cable cuts in the Red Sea have disrupted internet access in parts of Asia and the Middle East. Experts say the disruption began early today. The cause, however, remains unclear. They're trying to get things back online as quick as they can. This is SRN News. More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports that the number represents about a quarter of Texas' 1,200 districts and charters and could still grow before the state publishes official data in coming months. The schools will be using the Bluebonnet curriculum, which includes religion-infused reading lessons as well as phonics and math materials. Bluebonnet was approved by a narrow 8-7 majority of the State Board of Education last year. In the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minnesota, dioceses around the country are looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in the Archdiocese of L.A. and Chicago have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included, too. Protestant churches and other houses of worship are doing the same. This is SRN News. Baseball's Iron Man celebrates the 30th anniversary of surpassing the Iron Horse.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards. In pregame festivities to mark the occasion yesterday, the Hall of Fame infielder rode in a red convertible around the ballpark. Ripken would extend his record to 2,632 games. George Williams reporting.
A Pennsylvania couple is preserving the past and forging a future as the owners of the world's oldest drive-in movie theater. The Schenkweiler Drive-In in Orland, Pennsylvania, was first opened in 1934, and they're keeping it going. This is SRN News.